From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump said Wednesday the U.S. will know soon if a summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un will take place as scheduled. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Mghani reports from the White House.
Yesterday, the president said there's a very substantial chance the meeting will not happen on June 12th as planned. Today,
someday a date will happen. It could very well be June 12th.
Saying he will know next week. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo earlier told a House panel he's very hopeful the meeting takes place.
That decision will ultimately be up to Chairman Kim.
If it does, Pompeo's also hopeful the president can convince Kim to give up his nuclear weapons, and the U.S. will be ready to walk away if the right deal's not on the table. Sagar Mghani at the White House.
Pompeo told Congress on Wednesday, "Our posture will not change until we see credible steps taken toward the complete, verifiable denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula." After being first told they couldn't enter the country, 8 South Korean journalists arrived in North Korea Wednesday to observe the dismantling of the North's nuclear test site. VOA's Pernell Murdoch has the story.
The 8 journalists included 4 from a television network and 4 from a newswire service. They flew directly to Wonsan aboard a military plane. North Korea announced recently it would demolish the Punggye-ri site as a goodwill gesture ahead of the planned June 12th summit between leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump. The Punggye-ri site is where North Korea has conducted all 6 of its nuclear tests. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
The test site is to be dismantled by Friday, depending on weather conditions. This is VOA News. A U.S. government employee in southern China has reported abnormal sensations of sound and pressure. That report from the State Department on Wednesday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo recalled similar experiences among American diplomats in Cuba, who later fell ill. The State Department has now issued a health alert for American citizens in China. The United States has disinvited China from a major international maritime exercise. The Pentagon says China's, quote, destabilizing behavior in the South China Sea is inconsistent with the principles of the U.S.-led drill. It said China's continued militarization of disputed features in the South China Sea only serves to raise tensions and destabilize the region. China has taken part in the exercise since 2014. The National Football League has approved a new policy on protests of the national anthem. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The NFL has come up with a compromise for players that don't want to stand for the national anthem.
If anyone is on the field and is disrespectful to the anthem or the flag, there would be a fine from the league against the team.
And Commissioner Roger Goodell adds an option for players who don't want to stand.
Stay in the locker room. There's no penalty for that, but we are going to encourage all of them to be on the field.
The NFL Players Association said it will challenge any part of the new policy that violates the collective bargaining agreement. I'm Shelley Adler.
Award-winning American novelist Philip Roth has died. He was 85. Associated Press correspondent Shirley Smith has more.
Prize-winning novelist Philip Roth died last night. His literary agent said he died of congestive heart failure. Roth wrote more than 25 books. He was among the greatest writers never to win the Nobel Prize. I'm Shirley Smith.
A federal judge has ruled that President Trump cannot block his critics on Twitter without violating the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Italy's president has given political newcomer Giuseppe Conte the opportunity to try to form Western Europe's first populist government. As you heard, owners of NFL teams have approved a policy allowing players to stay in the locker room for the playing of the national anthem. They must, however, stand if they are on the field when the anthem is being played. And thousands of unionized Las Vegas casino hotel workers have voted to authorize a strike to begin at any time, starting June 1st. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.